Lift Him Up, November 8. The Book of Life. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. If we would be overcomers, we must search our hearts to be sure that we are not cherishing anything that is offensive to God. If we are, we cannot wear the white raiment that is here promised. If we would stand before God in the white linen, which is the righteousness of the saints, we must now do the work of overcoming. Christ says of the overcomer, I will not blot out his name out of the book of life. The names of all those who have once given themselves to God are written in the book of life, and their characters are now passing in review before Him. Angels of God are weighing moral worth. They are watching the development of character in those now living, to see if their names can be retained in the book of life. A probation is granted us in which to wash our robes of character and make them white in the blood of the Lamb. Who is doing this work? Who is separating from himself sin and selfishness? Ye are dead, says the Apostle Paul of the true followers of Christ, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When we are alive to God, we are dead to self. May God help us to die to self. Whose names will not be blotted out of the book of life? Only the names of those who have loved God with all the powers of their being and their neighbors as themselves. There is a great work to be done for many of us. Our minds and characters must become as the mind and character of Christ. Selfishness is inwrought in our very being. It has come to us as an inheritance and has been cherished by many as a precious treasure. No special work for God can be accomplished until self and selfishness are overcome. To many, everything connected with themselves is of great importance. Self is a center around which everything seems to revolve. Were Christ on the earth now, he would say to such, "Launch out into the deep. Be not so self-caring." There are thousands whose lives are just as precious as yours. Then why do you wrap your coat about you and hug the shore? Awake to duty and to usefulness. If you will launch out into the deep and let down your nets, the Master will gather in the fishes, and you will see of the mighty working of God. When our hearts are all aglow with love for Jesus and the souls for whom He died, success will attend our labors. Let each one inquire, "Can I not be the means of saving some soul in the kingdom of God?" We want the deep movings of the Spirit of God in our hearts, that we may not only be able to secure for ourselves the white raiment, but that we may so influence others that their names may be entered in the book of life, never to be blotted out.